Blog Talk Radio.
America. She was given life by a group of immigrants, much like you and me. They were beckoned by a statue with her hand held high, named Liberty. They had visions. They had dreams. They saw a new land of opportunity. They were moms and dads and family. They embraced individual responsibility. Together, they built a nation on a commitment to equality. They were a friend, a neighbor. They believed in accountability. And when danger came, they locked arms and stood for a nation's sovereignty. One day their country called, and they united and went off to a faraway beach called Normandy. Together they gave blood and treasure, and together they saved a world from tyranny. From north to south, east to west, from sea to shining sea, from them we've inherited America. Purple Mountain Majesty. 200+ years in the making, that's America, our family tree. That's our heritage, that's our roots, that's what's kept us free. Now we're faced with another danger, this time from within. That is an out-of-control political society that's no longer accountable to their constituency. They've plotted, they've schemed, and they took advantage of an unfair tax called Social Security. And they've used deceit and deception, and they pander to a generation on the 18th tee. One of their own has said, "We stole the money." They've stolen $2.6 trillion from Social Security and are leaving a new debt for posterity. America, you're not a right possessed by a privileged class. America is a privileged right possessed by every class. So wake up, America. This isn't about sports, talk shows, or Saturday night TV. It's about our backbones, our guts, and bravery. America, you'll never reach your destiny without taking back the halls of Congress in D.C. We once was and still can be the home of the brave and the land of the free. But America, once again, your people must rise up, so God will continue to shed His grace on thee.
But the flag still stands for freedom.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Hoot and Holler. Thought I'd play that. I hope I got sent out. Bill, how are you doing?
We're doing good.
Good. That was a good piece by Jim Grease.
Yes, it was. And so point on to what's happening today.
Yep.
You saw the Project Veritas thing then.
Oh, my God. Gee, many gods. Oh, my. I mean, there was another one on Facebook. I think I reposted it. It was called Cannibal Island, which was done in 1933 by Stalin or about that era with the de-kulakization, which meant murdering the kulaks in Ukraine. Oh, my God. I mean, and I posted it, and I said, all the idiotic Bernie supporters should see this. You know, and it was, I can't remember if it was 20 minutes long or what. It was worth every second to see it. You needed to see it. That Project Veritas, and I think that's just one of many that are coming. Keith will figure it out. He'll get these guys fired, you know. But that idiot, I mean, something he hasn't been, he contradicted himself several times. He's not educated. He doesn't know history his backside.
Most of us that have read and dug deep into the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, we have been trying to warn the people of this very thing.
Right.
About the camps that are all over the country and what they're really for. Why do they have playgrounds? Why do they have fencing to keep you in and not keep people out? Why do they have eye retina scans? Why do they have these shackles and stuff? Why are these tubs here that look like coffins?
Yeah.
Come on. And
what?
You know, and then you take, you know, we already knew that I said it all along that this next election, that if they lose, they will try to tear the country down.
Right. Well, I understand that. But, you know,
it will be the biggest tantrum the world has ever seen.
But there's ways to deal with that. You can look, Trump can take care of that. You know, he doesn't have to do martial law, Bill. All he has to do is get the National Guard where he needs them and give them the orders. He's still the commander in chief, no matter what Piglosi, the forever brain dead little schmuck fascist she is, says. I don't care what she says. You know, she made that statement. He's impeached.
Federally deputized the bikers for Trump.
Well, that's one way. I mean, he could do a lot of that stuff. He could get the Oath Keeper sheriffs involved. I mean, everybody could get involved. We could put the kibosh on this nonsense.
Well, they're going to have to, Linda. They're going to have to.
I know.
The people on the right, the people on the right are to be commended on how they have held themselves in check, that they haven't exploded already on these people. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and these people get up there and blatantly tell lies and try to act like they are better than we, the people who put them in there, are.
Well, they
want to gripe about somebody's wealth, but don't dare mention their wealth. How they got it.
I know. No, it's always been a double standard, and it's getting worse. But see, that's because their masks are off this time. When he won, that was the end of. They threw the biggest temper tantrum because he wasn't supposed to steal an election from their, you know, the thing that run on a very large broomstick. Stumbles McMyturn, that witch.
Well, we got two issues here in this state that's getting ready to blow up.
Yep, I saw that. I saw something posted on there.
Yeah. They want to give illegal driver's licenses, and then, they'll be registering them to vote. But not only on top of that, they want to put in gun control crap. Like, you know what?
Yes.
You're biting off so much that you can't chew. And it's in the north of the state. It's the city, of course, the city.
Yep.
Where there's Democrat people. And
I know.
In my state, we've got a big problem with from the UN, what is it? IOS. ICLEI.
ICLEI, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out of Germany.
When you start reading the county comprehensive plan for the state of Indiana, you start finding out that ICLEI has a lot of things in plan for our counties and our state.
Of course they do.
The public is totally unaware of.
Yep. And because they don't, Bill, they don't get off their couches and go to the meetings and start complaining and showing them the truth. You know, I mean, by the time I figured it out here, it was too late. This state's gone. There's no saving California. I posted that the other day.
Right. You're right. But the stupidity is another state that tries to follow that example.
I know.
Well, they want control so bad.
Yep.
And they will do anything they can. They will.
I know.
Remember, when we first started, I kept saying three principles you must watch. They want to destroy your economy. And both Barack Obama had that on the way. He had that on the way.
Sure did.
And gripe about Trump and everything else. Record stock market, record trade deficit.
Unemployment,
Unemployment, record unemployment, jobs, the programs he's put in for the inner cities and stuff. But, just so much.
Yeah, there was another.
But they got to realize, going into this next election, the public that has benefited from his policies and the things he has done, it's going to put him right back in there. Why do you think they're wanting felons to vote? Why do you think they're pushing for illegals to vote?
Right.
Because they lost their faith. They lost their faith.
They've lost blacks, too. You know it.
Oh. And this whole farce of the impeachment crap, don't worry. I'm not worried. I'm not worried because I watched this video about a guy put out in 2007, 2014, put out a second one. And he said then they will try, the man was coming, they would try to impeach him, but it won't happen. It won't happen.
No, they won't.
And,
well, because they don't have the vote.
And then the White House, the corruption in the White House will be cleaned out. He's not talking about Trump. He's
talking
about people that established, that have been put in there to do what they do. He's talking about the Pelosi.
I know.
You know, when the truth comes out that they're trying to hide, that Democrats have been laundering taxpayer money through foreign countries disguised as aid.
That's what they're doing.
Really ticked off.
That's why that's what all this started. Look, when you look at Ukraine, they've been using.
It ain't about Trump. It ain't about Trump trying to board an election. It's about Trump exposing money laundering by the Democratic Party.
Yep, and putting a stop to it. Yes, exactly. Because he comes there
being used to fight the American citizenry or to try to indoctrinate or control the American citizenry through groups like Antifa and BLM and everything else funded by a guy named George Soros, who also profits from that money laundering.
Well, he profits in other ways, you know, because he's got enough to earn, and that's what he does. That's just like that Tom Steyer clown. He's on every radio station and every place else, and they can't stand him. He's disgusting. He's evil. Absolute evil.
He better be coughing up some money because, as my calculation, CNN just lost about $320 million in lawsuits with another, I don't know how many lawsuits coming at him.
Yeah, there's more. There's more coming.
They're done.
Yep.
They're done. And MSNBC took Shepard Smith. He should have been there the whole time.
Exactly.
Now, because that's the next one.
I wish they'd take Walden Williams.
Now is the time to boycott every sponsor of CNN. Now is the time to put the pressure and take CNN down. And then we go for MSNBC.
I think you ought to start boycotting or at least going up to everybody in the kiosks in every airport and say, turn that damn stuff off. I don't care about your contract. That makes me sick. It's communist nonsense.
You bring that up. A friend of mine in Bloomington, his child's going to school, and they're making the kid watch CNN.
Oh, my God.
He went off. He went off, he and some friends. And now the school's policy is if they don't want to watch CNN, they can leave the classroom, go to another classroom.
Wow. It's crazy. Look.
Well, when you're indoctrinating the kids using a news channel that's being sued the way we're talking about for their lives, and you want to be trained to watch the news on a station that is notorious for lies.
It's just propaganda and horse manure, you know. Well, you know that you saw that one on, I'm sure on Facebook, I can't remember, I think my friend Pat said something about where that idiot Piglosi was saying, Trump has been impeached for life. And I said, well, Piglosi is brain dead for life because she is. So, you know,
he's just been recommended for impeachment. He's not impeached unless the Senate says he's guilty.
No, there's two phases. Impeachment, yes, because Clinton was impeached, so was Nixon. But I don't even think they got that far because Nixon resigned before it could even go to the Senate.
Nancy should know that history's going to say he was impeached by lies and exonerated.
And unconstitutional stuff, yes. But there's never been anybody in all this time, okay, so there was three prior, this is the fourth one, who has ever been removed.
No one's ever been thrown out of office.
No, because they're called, it's called removal by the Senate, and it's never happened, and it's not going to happen this time. Okay, here's the deal. On his record, it will say he was impeached, just like Clinton. They can't erase that part. But history is not going to be kind to Piglosi and Upchuck Schmucky Schumer and the rest of these clowns. They're not going to be kind to Mitt Romney or Murkowski or any of these other bastards. They're not. Real historians, you know, they're not going to be kind because it's unconstitutional, and that idiot Mitch McConnell is giving credence to it, which makes me angry. There were several who were trying to get a motion to dismiss, but they didn't have enough votes or enough people to put for it, unfortunately, because that's what McConnell said today, and I think there was a clip. I don't know who played it, but anyway, you know, McConnell can only do so much. I mean, he has to go by what they're doing, but unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, mealy-mouthed Republicans in the Senate who some of them need to go and be replaced by real patriots, but, you know, that's neither here nor there right now. We got to get the House back.
When this all was in the Congress, the Senate should have did just like the Congress is doing now, saying, where's the fair trial? Where's the fair trial? Because if you use hearsay as evidence, you have no evidence. And the only person that had factual evidence was Sondland, and he exonerated Trump.
Here's the other part of this.
So now now they need new witnesses because they know their last one ain't going to stand up.
No,
but
the problem is
they have already done this. Gave this to the Senate and voted for impeachment.
Right.
For impeachment if you did not present the entire evidence?
The two articles that they voted on, that idiot witch Piglosi and her minions voted on, are unconstitutional.
Well, they're trying to deny that Trump has executive privilege.
Right.
And,
plus the fact, I know.
That's the whole thing there, you know. But
they're trying to destroy him. Yeah. Well, effing.
And then the threat. Well, if this don't work, we'll just keep impeaching him. And impeach, you know, eventually, somewhere, double jeopardy has to kick in to where you got to stop.
No. Here's what happens: if we take that House back, there will be no talk of impeachment. They can't do it. There's no way they can do it. I don't care what they do. They can sit and scream all day.
Linda, they are already lining up to bring out another article of impeachment over killing a terrorist. It's really ironic. The Democrats stepped in at this time. Here we are.
God.
Here they are supporting extreme Islamic jihadis or whatever in the
It's an upside down
in Iran.
Yep.
In Iran. And blaming Trump, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, the Iranian people are out here in thousands, hundreds of thousands. And they're screaming for the head of the Islamic leadership in Iran to step down.
Right.
They're refusing to step on the American flag painted in the square. They are shouting unity with the Americans, with the U.S. While at the same time, our Democrats are here in the U.S. trying to destroy us and bring in some kind of crap like they got in Iran.
Right, exactly. Oh, I know. I mean, okay, so the other thing of this, I don't even know what's going to happen with Biden and Bernie and Elizabeth, you know, Pocahontas, whatever. The whole thing is sick, but whoever is the nominee, he's still going to wipe the floor with them. And
I'm going to tell you what's happening, Linda. This timing ain't everything about Trump as everybody thinks it is. Part of it is this. Here we go into an impeachment, and if it lasts 4 to 6 weeks,
right?
That's 4 to 6 weeks that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders cannot campaign.
That would be
Biden.
I know. It's sickening.
And the reason Barack Obama has never endorsed Joe Biden, because if he did, he knew it would be a nail in his coffin, because that was damn sure think Joe Biden.
Well, look, the whole thing is crazy. Even if whoever the nominee is, whether it's one of those three, because it looks like it's going to be one of those three morons, he's going to mop the floor with them, dude. There's no way that they can beat him. with the Project Veritas stuff that just came out, that'll destroy Bernie right there. Okay?
Yes.
And I want
to bring up something else. Our Justice Department is falling, and I mean, and around this league, not our Justice Department, but our law, our courts and stuff are falling the hell apart. When you release people into the street, that should never be released back into the street. You know, and
lock it up. I'm telling you guys.
Guy gets caught raping a 5-year-old girl, and they turned him loose.
Yeah, it's sickening.
Where was it at? The guy robs banks. They lock him up. They let him out. He robs another bank. I mean,
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I don't know why the bail is so low.
The people that are doing this and are corrupting our country with illegals and refugees, many of the refugees are from Muslim nations and hate our country and want to kill us.
That's right.
And they want to disarm us. So in the midst of all that, they want to disarm us.
Oh, of course. Well, that's like that idiot, whatever the guy's name was.
I say this. I'm just one person, and I know there's millions just like me out here that not having a gun does not make you safe. You know, just because I don't have a gun, if I was an evil, crazy person, just because I didn't have a gun would not make you safe. You wouldn't be safe because I didn't have a gun. There are so many ways to do harm to a person in this world. It's a shame. In fact, you wish they didn't have hands in a way, because whether it's with a knife, a club, with your feet, whatever. Look at the statistics. More people are killed by knives than killed by guns. Let's be honest. We all know many of these shootings and bull things were orchestrated.
Yes.
By the very people trying to take your gun.
Yeah, I know. It's called false flags. I get it. Look, this is the reason. Okay, when you're dealing with a one-on-one or, say, 5 or 6 people and you got a couple people in your house and you may not have a weapon, a conventional weapon, but you got other stuff, okay? That's one scenario, Bill. But when you're going up against tyrannical governments like the
I said it like this. I'm not that worried about a guy with a gun. I'm more worried about that guy with a tattoo.
I get it, but I'm talking – okay. How many people are getting ricin and shit in their basements? What I'm dealing with, the reason when you look at history, and you know, you've read it, you know what's going on. We just talked about it at the top of the show about Stalin. When they take those guns away from you, that's what leaves you helpless to people like Mao and he, who put you on your knees and shoot you in the back of the head, Bill.
Name me a country that they disarmed that they didn't kill their citizens.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The overall threat and one of the main reasons they put that Second Amendment in there. I mean, you know damn well because
It goes to the basic line. If they want to take your guns away from you, it's because they're going to do something that they know you're going to shoot them for.
Well, yeah, like taking you out first, just like a predator in your house. I mean, I'm a female. I'm only 5'2", so I need an equalizer, and I got 3 of them, okay? You know,
well,
that's what I'm talking about.
I understand that. And then I live in an area that you know that a lot of these people depend on shooting a deer every year for meat or shooting rabbits or squirrels or fishing and stuff. They depend on that for meat. And I'm tired of hearing these people trying to say, quit eating meat. Well, read your Bible. Don't tell me you're religious and you're telling me to quit eating meat, because if you are, you need to read your Bible. Because you know in 1 Timothy 4:1-5, it tells you not to listen to those people who tell you not to eat meat.
Yeah, oh no. There's other places too in the Bible. Come on. You know,
there is. Meat was
in Genesis.
God to us.
In Genesis,
the ones that's like, oh, well, I could eat meat. Yeah, how many supplements have you having to take because of vitamins and stuff you're not getting?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. No, it's horrible. In fact, the people in my family who are doing all this stuff.
You know, I hear this all the time about they're legalizing marijuana. Well, I'm sorry to tell everybody out there, unless you can grow your own and not pay a tax, it ain't legal.
Yeah,
it's controlled.
True.
It's controlled.
That's
it's
true.
Control.
So I'm just, you know, I'm kind of watching the things as they're going, and I realize that, you know, when we look at these people like Upchuck Schmucky Schumer and Pencil Neck Adam Schiffhead, all the rest of them, you know, history is going to be horrible to them. But even, in the meantime, as we know, and you've talked about that, I did watch those videos by the guy who was doing predictions. But as we know, it's going to blow up in our faces. It's going to blow up.
Be honest, Linda. How could he have made those predictions in the year he did?
Well, a lot of people have those types of gifts, and they, you know, they have the ability to do that, and they talk about it.
So you're like Ted and I. You believe this man was being blessed. He gave it. He was actually saying what God said, or there was no way he would have known the things he knew.
That's well, yeah, and I think Nostradamus was one of those people, and I think Galileo was one of those people.
I've always said that, and I've always said that they made the greatest mistake when they thought Nostradamus was talking, but he says his God, as they thought he was talking about Saddam Hussein. Because if you read the description that Nostradamus gave, Saddam Hussein does not fit that description. But Barack Hussein Obama does.
Yeah. Oh, I've talked
to right now.
Oh, yeah.
You got a pope right now. The Catholic Church is in an uproar over this guy.
Yep. Yep. Bet.
He's silly because he doesn't realize it looks like him and Obama are fulfilling prophecy.
Sure. Oh, they're trying to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot.
If not, they're a cheap imitation.
No. Yeah. Well, or who knows what's going on?
We see the kids in school being indoctrinated and not educated.
Oh, my God.
They come out of high school, and basic things they cannot do. If you turn off electricity and they don't have a battery-powered electronic device of some type, these people are lost. They got no clue. Don't ask them to ask. Don't ask them to add if they don't have a cell phone or a calculator. Don't ask, the history they know. I don't know where the hell they got their history, but it sure isn't the history I was taught or I've got books about.
I think they got it from Rules for Radicals and Mein Kampf and, Karl Marx. So, seriously, that's where they're getting it. And they're getting it out
of
the old UN stuff.
How many years ago we were the number one education place in the world?
I know.
And we have
not anymore.
How low have we dropped? And we have steadily kept dropping. And every time we keep throwing more money to the teachers' unions and stuff, and we're getting nothing but crap done in return.
It's because
I was in a union. I was in a union. I was a union steward for like 7-8 years. I was on the union committee, and I jumped the union and went to the company to work for the company. Why? Because I could do more for my men from the company side than was getting done by the union side. The union side was about the people they kept elected on their buddy system, is their buddy, so they elect them. They were paying attention to the things that these guys were doing and how they were scamming on the rest of them. Him and his partner saved the union $50,000, and I asked one question. If you did, where's it at?
Right, so on the education, you see the global elites and the progressives have taken that over for many, many decades, Bill, and you can see the results. I mean,
We do see the results. And then they want to destroy the culture. When you look at the push for gays, transgenders, and refugee
Hollywood,
and it's like, how the hell can you give an illegal a driver's license if they can't read English to read the damn road signs?
Well, everything Tommy Mexifornia is written in Spanish and every other damn language, so
hey, you know what Texas just did?
What'd they do?
They just signed, anti-sanctuary state.
Oh, cool. And Virginia's got every one of them counties and cities. Oh, they're not doing that anti-Second Amendment nonsense. They're sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. So we've got to keep our eye on that mess.
You got to. And when they started attacking our brothers and sisters in Virginia, the ones that were close enough and get there to help them. Because you best keep your nose out of our country. Hello? Linda?
Yeah.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Work this out for a second. You know, here we are. Somebody's trying to do something to bring this all together, to make everybody have an opportunity. An opportunity if they take it to succeed. But no, the ones who want to keep you in the ghettos, keep you poor, they want to tax you to death, There ain't a Democrat out there running campaigning for office who's not threatening to tax us to death.
Oh, my God. Well, they'll destroy freedom completely. Destroy it. Look what they're doing to
tax the legal American citizens working so they can provide a welfare to the ones that decide not to work and that they're just, you know, going to stay out there, whatever. We got to pay for this because we should be punished because we work and we did stuff. So we should be punished to have to support these people over here. But at the same time, what they're doing is they're ensuring that these people over here that you're supporting will vote for them. And that's all it's about.
Yeah, I know. It's pandering.
Any low that they can come up with to get a vote. I don't care if it's dead people voting. I don't care if it's illegals voting. I don't care if it's people driving across state lines and voting twice.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Anything they can do. Rig the voting machine. Control. Let's get our voting machine from George Soros. Yeah. I always question Facebook. Why do you use a Nazi minion, George Soros-funded fact-checker site?
The other thing is, look, I'm very happy to hear that the numbers are going higher on the black supporting for Trump. I think it's in almost 30%, which if we continue on that vein, these SOBs are going to lose, and they're going to lose huge. And we've got to get everybody out there to vote, Bill. I don't care. You can't sit back on that couch. You've got to go.
I'm telling you. And I know that there's some preachers out there telling their congregation, you got to vote. It's your duty to vote.
Yep. And drag 10 people with you.
We're seeing a big split in the churches. We're seeing churches like the Methodist Church where they're splitting because they want to cater to people and they want to leave out parts of the Bible. And you can't change what's written. Don't call yourself a Christian if you don't believe the entire word of the Bible. And if you do, then read the very last page. Revelations 22:18-19, and they tell you you can't add to it and you can't take away from it. It is what it is.
I know you can't. Right? No,
unless you got the Holy Spirit, you can read it day and night. You're never going to understand and comprehend a lot of it. But boy, if you got that Holy Spirit, to guide you through there, things are revealed to you that you would never have realized.
Very true.
And,
absolutely.
And the more you read it, depending on what's in your life, somehow it always comes up and something's revealed to you that you needed to know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. When I do my scripture reading in the morning, it's fun. Yeah.
When Nancy Pelosi tries to act like we're taking the moral high ground. Moral? You're the mother of immorality. You don't have a clue what moral is. Let's talk about your family and how
evil.
Your family gained its wealth and power. You know, I consider your family as bad or worse than John Gotti.
She's a blasphemer and a heretic because that woman is all about abortion. And you know that abortion should be abolished because it's so heinous. And they're just slaughtering human beings. I mean, and they've been doing it for way too long. It's horrible.
You know, several of these women that support abortion freak me out, like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi.
That
idiot. I didn't see them abort. Who did they abort? Did they abort kids?
Nope.
No. No. They're telling the people that are not as well off as they are financially and everything, abort your kids. Abort your kids.
No, it's an evil. It has been since the inception with Margaret Sanger. We know this.
I love it because a group representing the Blacks of America are stood up against Planned Democrats and Planned Parenthood and
yep.
told them to their face, we know you're trying to wipe us out.
It's horrible. I know. I mean, they've been doing it since day one, and the Democrat Party has
not
been for blacks ever.
They're bringing in these illegals and all this and that, and they're going to try to do away with a population like us. And they'll say, wait a minute, you got to follow the laws, blah, 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 because they can use these people. They can control these people easier than they can us, and they know that. That's why
it's sad.
Bernie was internment camp for Trump supporters. I got news for Bernie. I wish, I'll tell you what, Bernie, I wish you and Joe Biden together had what it took to come face to me. Just the two of you and me. And I'm an old guy. Because what I would do to you two, just because you're sickos, both of you. You're both perverts. You're both old
yep.
perverts. Joe, you ever put your hand on one of my granddaughters and I'll rip your arm off.
And beat him over the head with it. Exactly. I agree with you. I mean, we're going to have to, everybody has to work hard and make sure that everybody gets out there. But the support that he's getting from everybody, and what was the, was it Louisiana? Where the heck was he? Where he got a great.
I'm saying that right now, if you took a global poll, not of the elected, but of the people of the world, the people, not the controllers, the people, Trump is 3 times more popular than Barack Obama ever was.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, the media lies, so you can't even that institution is mucked up right now.
Oh, no, I've seen this one trying to say Biden 17 points ahead of Trump in the poll. And I thought, where in the hell did they take this poll at?
You right know, out of
Michael
their backside.
Michael Bloomberg's going to spend every dime he's got to beat Trump.
Good.
Drew a whole 135
Good.
People. Him and Judge Judy drew a whole 135 people to a rally.
Oh, my God. You know
guys,
what?
You'll be broke. You'll be broke. You'll never beat Trump.
What was that place that he just went to and he and Melania got the biggest reception ever? And they were just like, of course, the media's not going to show you that.
That was the college championship game.
Okay.
LSU and their opponent.
LSU, yeah. Anyway, so that, look.
Yeah. And they were taking 4 more years.
I have a feeling that they're like I said, there's not going to be enough towels to go around for these clowns. They're going to be crying rivers. They are going to be crying. I mean, it's like the Atlantic.
They don't, you know, what did they say, 63, 65 million people elected him?
It's going to be more.
The people that support him now, I guarantee you, you can almost add at least 100 million to that.
I hope so. Oh, God. I'd be happy with 50, 20 or 50. Seriously.
Democrats, if this is an honest election, Democrats would see the biggest landslide victory by a Republican, by any president
right.
in the history of the country, because the huge part of these rallies, like the rally that's going on right now, a huge part of that rally, 20% around in that area, I guarantee you, are Democrats.
Where's he at tonight?
And when you figure out the number of how many that is, you know, ain't he in Milwaukee?
All right.
You know, but everywhere he goes, everywhere
I know
he goes.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love it. I'm so excited. I'm not sure when.
We got Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming to Bloomington, Indiana, all right, in about a month. And I plan on going to see her.
Awesome.
I want to give a shout out to a guy named Charlie Fettig. He runs what's called the Seymour Monthly. And he's trying to put on a rally for Trump in Seymour at the Geyser Park. And just, you know, this is how it. Have you ever seen him do that for anybody? Never. Not in our county. This is the effect of Donald Trump. They have no clue what they're messing with. No clue.
I know.
How much this man. Hell, even in Iran, he's popular.
Exactly. Oh, I know. I mean, you could go all over the world where I think it was Hong Kong was the same way. They were waving American flags. I mean,
yeah. Brazil.
It's,
you know.
Yeah.
All over the world. He's not.
Got it.
He's having a major effect, not just in our country.
That's
but
right.
Globally.
I know.
Globally.
They can't stand it.
Trying to take advantage of somebody like an Obama. And John Kerry, you shot yourself in the butt to get out of Vietnam. Come on.
And all of, I guess that's where all of his brains were in the first place, because then he goes to these plastic surgeons and they're stuffing
his brain
him.
The brain was he married the heiress to the Heinz Corporation.
Yeah, he married way up, and he has no brain. And whatever's left of it looks like it went to his chin with the mashed potato face, because he's got a really lousy plastic surgeon.
All this exposing comes out of money laundering of taxpayer money, and it ends up in Democrat pockets. But on the Iran deal, you're probably going to see him and Obama's hands were in that pocket. And maybe the Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
The
Clintons are so
looking
evil.
Out here, and the Democrats were selling uranium to foreign countries, and then we were buying. That is about the stupidest crap I ever heard.
I know. Well, you know, I think I'm going to try to find the watch parties on Facebook and see what he's saying tonight. So, got about 2 minutes left, guys, and nobody's back today. And I've tried to get.
Keep praying. And make plans to know, don't care what, you got to get to the polls and vote.
And bring people with you.
Vote.
Bring them with you.
If we all get together, all those out there that support Trump, show up and vote. I don't care how many illegals they got, and I don't care how many refugees and fake crap, whatever they try to do, they cannot overcome that number.
I know. We
got
to do it.
They got caught with their pants down last time, and they'll get caught with their pants all the way down to the floor this time. God bless, and believe Trump's going to walk away from this speech. Yep.
I hope so, man. Amen. I hope so. Guys, take care. See you next week.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week. Have a blessed night. Thank you, guys. Take care. See you next week, Bill and Chad and everybody.
Bye-bye.